Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Tips on how to give wildlife a hand during this dry summer. Stay tuned. After a winter of record low precipitation and unseasonably warm temperatures, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is closely monitoring habitat conditions and wildlife impacts across the state. The lack of consistent snowpack at lower elevations led to an unusually early spring greenup, or resulted in no significant greenup at all in some places, especially across southeast Wyoming. While the mild winter and early growth of vegetation led to high winter survival, wildlife managers are concerned about how long these nutritious forage conditions will last, even with the slight uptick in moisture that has fallen a little bit this spring. Limited deep soil moisture is expected to reduce annual production of important shrubs used by pronghorn and mule deer. Biologists expect that a shortened window of high-quality forage could lead to lower fawn survival and reduced weaning weights this fall, as females face high nutritional demands while raising young and preparing for winter. Wetlands and riparian areas may also experience lower than normal water levels this year. These areas serve as important sponges on the landscape, providing water, food, and cover for a wide variety of wildlife species, as well as recharging aquifers that supply streams. The Game and Fish uses a variety of management tools to maintain healthy populations. Hunters and landowners are an essential component in sustaining herds and habitats. By adjusting the structure of hunting seasons, managers can partner with hunters and landowners to reduce wildlife conflicts and help maintain herds at carrying capacity. This year, managers in southeast Wyoming increased a number of license types for this reason, including many pronghorn opportunities, as well as maintaining unlimited Type 8 cow-calf elk licenses in several areas. Now, to improve long-term drought resilience, Game and Fish is executing several habitat improvement projects in 2026. Three beaver dam analog projects and spring protection efforts will protect water sources for both wildlife and livestock. Following treatment of more than 50,000 acres of cheatgrass in 2025, additional aerial herbicide treatments are also planned at the Thorne Williams and Laramie Peak Wildlife Habitat Management areas to ensure native vegetation has the best possible chance to recover when moisture returns. Residents and recreationists can also help wildlife during dry conditions by giving wildlife extra space, particularly around water sources, and avoiding repeated disturbance. Keeping dogs under control, especially near wetlands, riparian areas, and crucial summer habitat. Reporting sick or unusually stressed wildlife to local Game and Fish personnel helps also. Go to the Stop Poaching Hotline or to 1-877-WGFD-TIP. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, programmed by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.